This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bruce, you remember that show?
I love that show.
Wasn't that awesome?
That was one of the great. I'm glad you just played it. I just posted on Facebook my five favorite TV theme songs of all time, and I forgot Love American Style.
I love
that
show.
That's a great TV theme. That was a great show.
Yeah, very, very funny. Sketch comedy, just one funny bit after another.
Yeah, well, sometimes it wasn't comedy, though. It was very, you know, tender and sincere, and it was fun.
Yeah, Bruce Sanborn. Bruce Sanborn joins us on Friday afternoons to talk a little Hollywood and get our Hollywood fix live from, you're on your boat, right?
I am not on my boat today. I'm actually in a high-class recording studio in Glendale.
In Glendale, beautiful downtown Glendale.
Very Tony Diggs. I'm sitting here recording three new songs.
Ooh, very nice. There you go. So
very exciting. Which you will be able to find on my MySpace page very soon.
There you go. Let us begin with SAG and remind us who, what, and why we're talking about SAG.
We're talking about the Screen Actors Guild. Well, first of all, let's start with the battle that is brewing, because battles are always more, you know, interesting than anything else, between two actors to become the new SAG president in September. There's going to be Martin Sheen, as you know from The West Wing and Apocalypse Now and Badlands, et cetera, versus Academy Award nominee James Cromwell, very fine actor, also known for films such as Babe, and the Russell Crowe film.
I don't know. Was he the Curtis farmer? Hansen. Was he the farmer in Babe?
Yes, he was the farmer in Babe.
The guy that says that'll
Jeff
do pig.
Pitt, so that's what you would know him from.
That'll do pig. Yeah.
Oh, L.A. Confidential.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He played the crooked guy.
The evil bad guy in L.A. Confidential.
Yeah. So who's going
to? Both are fine actors. It's going to be really interesting to see who how this all shakes out.
Now, who do you think is going to win, and what would be the difference between the two?
I have no idea, and I really don't know. I'm not sure where either one of them stands. Right now, it's just politics, the behind the scenes type stuff. Neither one of them has taken a stance on the newest issue, which is that we've been talking about this for a while. The Screen Actors Guild has been operating without a contract for almost a year now. And the contract has finally been presented, and it's going to a vote of the membership. It's a very, very strange situation. Excuse me. The interim executive director is a guy named David White, who brought in when SAG leadership couldn't get anything done. David White has proposed a contract for the membership that is approved by a majority of the Screen Actors Guild board and openly opposed by the current Screen Actors Guild president, everyone's favorite, Alan Rosenberg, the guy everyone loves to hate because it's just so easy, okay? it's really kind of a disturbing. If you go online and YouTube any of the SAGs, you will find all sorts of ads both in favor of and against the new contract. The economic downturn has really hurt the Screen Actors Guild position as far as being able to having any bargaining power. And so they're really kind of having to take a step back and kind of tone down their expectations, as it were.
There you go.
But one of the biggest sticking points is new media. Rosenberg wants more money more percentages out of the new media in exchange for less money on current media, such as television, film, etc., residuals on TV commercials, things like that. Well, as someone points out, we talk about Hulu a lot, right?
Yeah, Hulu.com.
We love Hulu. Hulu's a lot of fun.
As a matter of fact, Hulu is about to show their very first live rock concert, and guess who it's going to be on June 1st at 9 p.m.? The Dave Matthews Band. The Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, the Dave Matthews Band.
Monday night, June 1st on Hulu.com. You can watch it live. They're playing at the Beacon Theater in New York.
Great theater to play. That's where they shot Martin Scorsese shot the Rolling Stones movie, Shine a Light.
Oh, no kidding. So it's a very famous historic theater then.
Very famous.
So there you go.
Anyhow, Where were we? Oh, so Hulu, its annual grosses, the amount of money that the company makes, and this is the biggest of all of the new medias. Hulu makes $70 million a year.
Oh, my Lord.
That's a lot of money.
Just for archiving TV and movies.
That's not even the opening day grosses for Star Trek. So, and it's only a two-year contract. That's what's so insane. It's only 2 years. So why would you fight for more percentages for a business that will ultimately make you less money when you can stick with the current media and make more money? I mean, this is Rosenberg logic.
Yeah. So the new media money isn't really, there's not
new
a lot there.
New media money will be there. Believe me, it will be there.
Yeah.
But it's just not there now and likely won't exceed the current media or old media for the next 2 years.
We're talking with Bruce Sanborn live from downtown Glendale, California. And he is a filmmaker and a screenwriter and a former member of the WINA newsroom. Let's get the latest on DreamWorks Animation.
Well, this is something for people who really like the animated movies that have been coming out, the kids' movies, Madagascar, et cetera, et cetera. They were making four movies every 2 years, or two movies every year. And now their plan is to up that by 20%. They're now going to be doing five new movies every 2 years instead of four.
Huh. What, to compete with Pixar?
No, they just figure there's more of a market there.
Yeah.
If I had my druthers, I'm not good at it, but if I had my druthers, I would write kids films, G-rated movies. Would you like to know why?
Why?
Because G-rated movies gross about a billion times more than R or PG-13 or PG movies.
Really?
Would
why?
You like to know why?
Yes, that was my next question.
Because parents will indulge their children in anything. Not only do the kids get to see the movie a dozen times, they then go out and they buy the DVD for them, and then they buy them the Madagascar lunchbox and the squeezy toys and the pajamas and the battery pack and the video game.
Man, I'm living that. I live that. I know exactly. I got 2 7-year-olds. I know exactly what you're talking about.
If I wrote one really good G-rated film that hit that market, I would never have to do anything for the rest of my life.
Just talk to
laugh.
Me on the radio.
All I would have to do is sit back and laugh.
So what do? You just pitch Pixar? Pixar must get pitches constantly.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing with Pixar just does what Pixar does. They're still making movies that they came up with ideas for, years ago.
Yeah.
They don't. The trick about doing animated films is the lead time for them. You can shoot a live-action film in... Even a big budget one, you can shoot it in 6 months. And now it's moving fast, but you can get a big budget action flick on the screen in a year and a half to 2 years. It takes you almost 5 years to get an animated film made.
Wow.
It is that involved.
Didn't Jerry Seinfeld do that B one that bombed?
B movie, yes.
B for bomb, I guess.
I'm not sure.
I never even saw it, but it's like it came and it went, and I see it on the shelves, and I have no desire to watch it. I don't know. So DreamWorks is upping
that was,
their...
That was a DreamWorks movie, too.
Interesting. So DreamWorks doesn't have the number of hits that Pixar does. Pixar, everyone they do is a hit. And we're going to be talking about another one opening this weekend in just a minute. But first...
Well, since we're already there, let's talk about that. It's opening today, the new Pixar film Up.
I really want to see this.
Yeah. 3,766 movie theaters, and that is a record... 1,533 3D sites. So in other words, in over 1,500 theaters, they'll have the 3D.
And this is supposed to be like really good 3D, like the next generation 3D.
Theoretically, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, you haven't seen this yet, have you?
Well, it opens today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no.
Are you going to go see it, Bruce?
I will as soon as I can.
Yeah.
I've been just a tad busy lately.
Bruce Sanborn, busy in Glendale. We're talking live from California. So, Phil Spector, is he going to prison?
Phil Spector, is the boy wonder of the 60s. He created the Wall of Sound. He produced dozens of bands during the 60s that was at the top of the charts. the most prolific music producer of that era. And he did this. He was over the hill when he was 26. And that's how bizarre it is. But he still kept his hand in it. He produced, some would say butchered, the Let It Be album from the Beatles. He was brought in to produce that. He produced albums by the Ramones and has done some things over the years. But as you know, he's been involved in a murder trial over the last 5 years.
He went crazy and killed somebody, didn't he?
This poor actress in his house.
It was what?
This actress in his house. You know, accidentally the gun went off as he was holding it to her head. Was his defense.
Oh, my gosh.
Just happened to go off.
Were they dating or something, or was this...
No, he's Phil Spector. He's got lots of money. She's an actress. She's trying to, you know, met him, and, oh, I want to come back to the house. Sure, go back to his house. And, you know, Spector's crazy.
Yeah.
And he's just out of his freaking mind. And he was playing this game, not the first time he's played it either, where he, you know, pulls out his gun and gets all rough and ready with the girl. Well, this time the gun went off, and she, you know, died. And his defense was it was accidental. Well, he was accidentally holding it to her head. Sorry, dude.
Wow. Well, you know, William Burroughs got off and he shot his wife, didn't he? Remember they were playing that game with the apple on the head thing?
Yeah.
And he killed her. It's something they used to do at parties. And
well, but he was a bad shot. You know, everybody makes a mistake. And nobody liked her very much.
So is he going? He's going to prison, right?
Oh, yes, he is.
Phil Spector.
Sentenced for the murder of actress Lana Clarkson, gets 19 years to life.
Man. Gosh. And OJ's playing golf.
Yep.
And he killed two.
Uh-huh.
Man, this America.
I'm not sure what it is, but it just seems strange to me.
Bruce Sanborn, we're talking live from California. He's a screenwriter, a filmmaker, director. Now, Up is opening today. Very wide release. Huge release, going to be a big movie. What number are they shooting for, you think, to look at to say, yes, we have a hit?
If it grosses over $70 million, it's a huge hit.
You think it can do that?
I think so. It's not, you know, if they had another 1,000 theaters, it would be a no-brainer. Because 3,766 is a lot of theaters, but it's you know, the 4,000 mark is really, really... you know, the breaking point. That's where you're going to get lots of screens. I'm not sure what the running time is. If the running time is less than 100 minutes, they'll be able to get another screening in every day, which should kick up the box office even more. And they'll easily make that. It could be huge. Who knows? I mean, you know, if it were over 100 million, I would not be surprised. But it's not a holiday weekend. It's not, you know, the 4th of July. They're not opening it on a Wednesday and trying to get a 5-day, 3-day weekend thing in. You know, it's only, you know, your basic, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's it. They don't have anything else going for them. So I think the 70 million mark is going to be a good one. That's going to show that it's a big hit.
70 million. All right. Now, there's another movie opening today called Drag Me to Hell. What in the world is this?
Drag Me to Hell is the latest film from director Sam Raimi. Some of you may know him. He is the director of the big-budget Spider-Man movies. But he got his chops doing horror films. There's a friend of mine, director there in Charlottesville, John Johnson, who adores Sam Raimi. Sam Raimi is a terrific director. He started out doing the Evil Dead movies. If you remember those from the early 80s.
No.
And has gone on and done a number of other genres, and he did, for instance, he directed the For Love of the Game with Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I saw that. Yeah.
And he's got Spider-Man 4 in pre-production right now. They're going to be setting up to shoot that. This is him returning back to his roots. Drag Me to Hell is about a relatively low-budget. You know, a low-budget movie to me is like, you know, $50,000. A low-budget movie to him is like, you know, $10, $20 million. So he's doing this with very little cash, compared to the Spider-Man budgets. And it's about a girl. It's kind of topical. This girl who works for an insurance company or a hospital, and under pressure from her bosses, she denies a medical claim against this gypsy woman. And so this gypsy woman puts a curse on her.
Ooh.
Yeah. Boy, wouldn't you? I bet there's a lot of people out there who'd like to do that.
So, it's predictably formulaic, you think, with a beautiful, scantily clad, sexy woman in danger?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know if it's formulaic. It sounds so, you know, kind of offbeat. You know, it sounds interesting.
Drag me to hell. Well, is it going to be scary, you think?
I would hope so. It's a horror film.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned a few things over the years. One of them is that if a horror film isn't scary, it usually doesn't do very well.
Now, Conan O'Brien, what's the latest with him? What's going on?
Well, get ready, get excited, because on Monday, Conan O'Brien is taking over the slot on The Tonight Show.
Man, that's weird.
Jay Leno bowed out, and last week they were in reruns, and so this coming week is where he takes over.
Does that make you feel old, Bruce?
Conan, of course, has had the
12:30
to 1:30 slot for a number of years now, over a decade.
That makes me feel old because, you know, I'm old enough to remember, you know, I remember watching Johnny Carson's, like, 12th anniversary special, you know? Yeah. We grew up with Carson.
Hey, Coy, you are old. All right? Just accept it.
Absolutely. I embrace it. I am still here, alive and kicking. I love it. Conan O'Brien, Monday, The Tonight Show, he takes over. Are we expecting big differences, you think? Is it going to be a totally different show?
Here's the biggest difference is Jay Leno is a guy from Boston. He's came up through the stand-up comedy ranks. You know, his whole background, his whole education is stand-up comedy. His show was basically, when he was running The Tonight Show, it was a circus. It was the I will do anything for a laugh. Very, very blue-collar sort of yuck-yuck type of humor.
The dancing Judge Itos, remember those?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Conan O'Brien, on the other hand, Harvard graduate.
Lampoon humor.
National Lampoon, very sophisticated humor.
Yeah, yeah, real smart humor.
For the most part, if you can call the Triumph the stand-up comic dog thing, if you call that, like, you know, sophisticated, but
yeah.
It's slightly more sophisticated. Anyhow, there is a lot of speculation that Conan's audience he'll lose a lot of the Leno audience who won't get the jokes that he's telling, but they will. They're hoping they will be replaced by people who are slightly more sophisticated.
Got it. So that's Monday night. Does that also start the new Leno show?
I'm not sure when the Leno show comes on.
Hmm.
I know it's soon, but I'm not sure. Or maybe not soon. Maybe it's not till September.
Well,
maybe
before
the summer off.
And before we let you go,
as much as he has, I'd be taking the summer off.
Before we let you go, what's this about the box office?
Oh, there was this big kerfluffle last week. What's going to be number one at the box office? What's going to be the biggest? Because Terminator Salvation opened.
Yeah.
And everyone thought that was going to clean up, but it didn't. The movie that cleaned up last weekend was Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian, with Ben Stiller and Robin Williams.
The second in the franchise.
4.1 versus 38 million, I'm sorry, 42 million for Terminator Salvation. So Night at the Museum beat the big Terminator. Well, it's also apparently Terminator wasn't really very good.
Did you see that first Battle of the Museum one?
Yes.
Or Night at the Museum?
Yes.
Is it any good? I didn't see it.
I'm amazed they made a sequel, but people liked it.
Interesting.
You know, people liked it. People, but you know what? The same audience that likes Jay Leno would like Night at the Museum.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of slapstick and silly humor.
You know. Yeah, you know, if you're a big fan of Larry the Cable Guy, then go see Night at the Museum.
Bruce Sanborn, live from Los Angeles. Bruce, as always, we appreciate the update for our Hollywood Fix. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Love it, dude.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.